pages 8 and 9. A fine dining experience at Avenue 141. And here's an interesting dish. Roasted beetroot tart with goat's cheese glaze, roquette crisps and truffle oil. A delightful light pastry with pieces of beetroot neatly arranged within and topped with sumptuous pieces of goat's cheese and crispy rocket to complement. Lunch, 2 courses for $9.95 and 3 courses for $12.95.
Whether you're celebrating a special birthday, anniversary or just fancy going out for a posh dinner experience, a well-kept secret in the heart of Fareham that doesn't come with a hefty price tag. And where is this, I hear you ask? None other than Avenue 141, located at Fareham College in Bishopsfield Road, run by the cooking stars of the future. We tested the restaurant out for ourselves, and here's our verdict. A celebrity reveal. Avenue 141 restaurant is run by the talented hospitality and catering students who provide a professional and welcoming service for up to 48 diners. You may have heard of it before under the name of Checkers. Now fully refurbished, the restaurant's kitchen was officially reopened in 2012 by John Terode, celebrity master chef and BBC personality, following an upgrade costing over £140,000. Scenes from a Fareham restaurant. As we step into the cosy establishment, we're welcomed with a juicy, non-alcoholic cocktail, created and served by one of the students. Attractive glass panels on either side open out onto the newly refurbished college campus and a green courtyard. In the warmer months, the large glass panels are folded away for al fresco dining in the sunshine. There is a rich wine red feature wall, smooth polished furniture and charming menus which echo the vibrant red. Mellow background music provides an idyllic backdrop which encourages peaceful and private conversations. A small bar is tucked away in the corner, but looks can be deceiving, as Avenue 141 offer a generous wine and spirit menu. It all depends on your appetite. Influenced by classical and contemporary French cuisine, with a soupçon of traditional, the Avenue 141 menu changes every 6 weeks, with specials that the students create as their signature dish. The menu offers 2 or 3 course lunches and dinners with a range of dishes for all to enjoy, and meals can be customised to fit dietary requirements. The students cook using locally sourced ingredients wherever possible in the well-equipped industrial production kitchen. Level 1, 2 and 3 students all train together in the very realistic working environment. We had pored over the menu back in the office, so had already chosen our dishes, although the students were able to tell us what the most popular choices are and gave us their recommendations.
Bon appétit. For starters, it was the tasty and tender, crispy rillettes of chicken, served with chorizo jam and pea shoots. A perfect size to curb your hunger, but not so big that it spoils the main course. Others enjoyed the soup of the day and the moule marinière. The sound of silence as we ate proved that the dishes were enjoyed by all. We all tried something different for the main courses, ranging from the baked fillet of salmon served with pea puree, crispy leeks and butter sauce, to the navarin of lamb, with turned vegetables and potato fricassee, all of which were delicious. The dishes were well presented and served at appropriate time intervals, leaving us feeling satisfied and comfortable, but with enough room for dessert, of course. Next on the menu was the lip-smacking vanilla brulee, served with shortbread biscuits. "How is it?" the waiter asked. "Delicious," was the response from the whole table. Truly fine dining. Throughout the three-course lunch, the staff were courteous and attentive, engaging in the art of table theatre, balancing customer service and personal space perfectly. While sitting in the restaurant enjoying the ambiance and the food, you almost forget that the whole operation is run by students, with the exception of the overseeing eye of restaurant manager Ellie Exley. They handle our dining experience perfectly. Not only are they running a restaurant and cooking food for customers, which is stressful enough at the best of times, they are also learning new employability and customer service skills for their future careers, and we think they are the perfect menu for success.
Student Spotlight. Lee Taylor, 19. Lee decided to enter hospitality and catering after he was influenced by Heston Blumenthal and his liquid nitrogen ice cream. After spending his first 2 years at college studying both disciplines of the course, he decided to specialise in hospitality in his third year. Lee hopes to advance further by studying hospitality management at university, with the dream of one day owning his own restaurant.
Ryan Stevens, age 17. Ryan plans to join the Royal Navy as a chef when he leaves college. He is inspired by Gordon Ramsay, although would prefer to work with Jamie Oliver. Ryan says it gets stressful in the kitchen when it's really busy, but as long as you know what you're doing, it's fine. And contact details are Avenue 141, Fareham College, Bishopsfield Road, Fareham, PO141NH. And for more information, please visit www.avenue-141.co.uk or call 01329 815 402.